growing pains or whatever. Some of them should have been kind of known about, given some of the issues going on, but we'll leave that to the experts that follow that sort of thing. But all in all, I'd say a successful primary election, even if we're still waiting, and we are still waiting. And that means they've got a lot to fix before the primary election goes through and the big one comes in November. And when a lot more people are going to be voting, and therefore a lot more numbers are going to have to be juggled around and handled. So we'll worry about that from this point on. But Bill Ballinger keeps an eye on everything. He's the founder of theBallingerReport.com, longtime Michigan political observer. Bill, good morning. Welcome back to the Paul W. Smith Show.
Good morning, Paul W.
You may not know this, but earlier we got a call, speaking of the good old days, and you and I have both been around for them, but got a call from former Governor John Engler, who reminded us.
He's got to be happy about Tudor Dixon.
He is, but he was reminiscing that it was 32 years ago this week when he won his first primary. Can you believe that? 32 years.
I can believe it, yes. I've followed it all the way. It's kind of amazing. It was that long ago. It seems like only yesterday.
It certainly does seem like only yesterday. But yes, he was happy, very supportive of Tudor Dixon. Why don't we get your rundown on how all of this has gone and some of your thoughts on all of the different races?
Well, John Engler did a real pivot in this entire gubernatorial nomination process. Remember, he was one of the early champions of James Craig last year when it looked like James Craig was going to be anointed by the power brokers in the party, including and most prominently John Engler. Well, of course, James Craig proved to be a disaster as a candidate, and he didn't even get on the ballot. So John Engler realized, I think, that he'd made a mistake, and he pivoted and came to the rescue of Tudor Dixon, along with a whole bunch of other important parties, like the DeVos family and the Michigan Chamber of Commerce and Right to Life and a lot of legislative leaders. They endorsed Tudor Dixon, who came from very low single digits in all the polls last year. I mean, she was like 2%, to an overwhelming victory in the nomination process yesterday, August 2nd. So I think she enters the general election campaign with a head of steam.
It certainly seems that way. And the tough issues, the clarification once and for all on the stance on abortion, the concern that the 2020 election was thrown or stolen. I mean, that you have to move on from that one. The abortion one you won't be able to move on from. But again, when running for governor, there are a lot of issues that matter. I've never been a single issue person, generally speaking. And I know some voters will be in terms of abortion and some other stories. But what are your overall thoughts on her chances of beating the incumbent, who is a very well-seasoned politician, whereas Tudor Dixon, like all the rest of the people who are running on the Republican side, haven't had any experience in the area at all?
I said last year, even when Tudor Dixon was mired in single digits in the polls, that she was the best opportunity the Republicans had to make a race against Gretchen Whitmer if she could only get the nomination. But it looked for a long time like that couldn't happen. There were too many things standing in the way, including a couple of multimillionaires, Perry Johnson and Kevin Rinke. Well, of course, Johnson was thrown off the ballot, and that left her only with Rinke and three other opponents in the primary, and she won. But you're absolutely right. She has got to pivot, which is a popular term of the day, to the center, to the independent electorate in Michigan, which is going to decide the general election. I mean, this is not going to be determined by extremists on the left or right in November. It's going to be decided by the broad middle. And Gretchen Whitmer in the polls right now is doing pretty well with independents and ticket splitters in the middle. And Tudor Dixon has got to make sure that doesn't continue, that she takes a bigger chunk of the middle. And I think she has the capability to do that, but she's got to close the deal. She's got to stay away from all those issues you mentioned that are not good for her with the independents and ticket splitters, and she's got to emphasize the things that really will connect with the broad middle of the Michigan electorate.
And look, she has to do that while still, I don't like the word appeasing, but I'll use it here by way of description, appeasing those people who support her in a strong way in that faction of the Republican Party.
You're right. She cannot afford to alienate the Trump base. And we should not forget, Paul W., the big story coming out of yesterday's election was not just the Republican gubernatorial nomination, it was Donald Trump. Donald Trump was 6-0, I believe, in his endorsements in congressional primaries. He lost some state legislative endorsement races, but he won 5, and he did very well. Donald Trump has a real hold on the Republican Party, and Tudor Dixon has got to be sure that even though she herself got the Trump endorsement, that she does not say or do things during the campaign that alienate those Trump people.
Right.
She needs the entire Republican base to get out and vote in November. She just needs to add to that a broad slice of the moderate middle of the electorate to be able to beat Gretchen Whitmer.
I hope her people are listening and hearing you, as we are. Bill Ballinger, always the best, founder of the BallingerReport.com, BallingerReport.com. Thanks so much for helping.